5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Sinan Chitty. There's much more to say about Syria, and we will attend, but right now I'm updating myself on the arrest of the mayor of Istanbul, İmamoğlu, who believes that he's in jail for a long time. We've been talking about Turkey expressing power. So we just have a minute or so, Sinan. Has the situation of political situation changed profoundly for İmamoğlu? Is he settling down for years in jail?
I think İmamoğlu, you know, the potential for the front leading candidate that would have challenged Erdogan for the presidency, whether it be, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, but certainly by the election date of 2028, he's likely to stay in jail for a considerable amount of time. There is no motivation to essentially push Erdogan to get him out of jail right at this point, right? He feels pretty secure in doing that. And I think the government in Turkey is moving even further than just keeping İmamoğlu in jail. The next thing that they're doing is, even though İmamoğlu is in jail, that's not where that's going to stop. What they're also doing is they're about to essentially just ouster the current leadership of İmamoğlu's party, right, which is under new government, under new sort of administration since the last one, which essentially facilitated İmamoğlu's rise. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to basically purge all the administration of the current party that İmamoğlu belongs to, the Republican People's Party, via the courts. If I had to exemplify what this would mean, is it, you know, how would we would sort of witness it in this country. If you imagine the elected leadership of any one of our major political parties, be it the Republican or Democratic Party, let's say the president party felt uncomfortable with, you know, the Democratic Party right now because he feared being voted out by them, right? And in addition to locking up their presidential nominee, he also feared the administration of the Democratic Party. What he's about to do, or the Turks are about to do, is they're about to use the court system to purge the party's leadership, the Democratic Party's leadership, of all of its leaders and position them with ones that they select and that they want. So it's a complete sort of takeover of the party with people that Erdogan wants there, whom he feels will not be a challenge to his leadership. It's a complete sort of, you know, unprecedented undemocratic move. And that is playing out as we speak today.
Has Erdogan paid a price anywhere for this obvious maneuver of bullying and tyranny?
Not at all. And the reason for that is simple, because the eyes of the world are on Erdogan precisely because he's seen as this sort of, right, you know, stabilizing actor in the Middle East, right? He is seen as this sort of stabilizing actor that is helping, you know, Syrian stability in the Middle East. He's seen to be helping the United States establish peace and prosperity in the Middle East. And he's also seen, you know, helping out the European powers and the European Union by essentially working to as a stabilizing factor. So no one in these, both Europe and the United States, is going to call him out for what he's doing inside of Turkey.
Sinan Chidi for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No